It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your Miracle Mentor, your Mentor of Light, Robert Zink. Absolutely thrilled to be bringing you this special Law of Attraction podcast. I want to say that I am absolutely excited, motivated, thrilled that our latest book, Law of Attraction Secrets, Success and Nothing Less Science, is now available. Well, it's kind of available. It's available on pre-order. But here's the cool thing about it. You can pre-order this book. And this book, I'm telling you, it's a game changer. It will literally change your life because there are 20 chapters that cover every pertinent subject of your life. So anytime you have a problem, anytime you're working through something, you can go to the chapter that relates to what you're looking at, whether it's money or love or negative energy or opportunities or health. It's all there. 20 chapters, Law of Attraction Secrets, Success and Nothing Less Science. Okay, so here's the deal. You can pre-order the book right now on our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. When you pre-order the book, you will get a signed copy with a personal message from Rachel and myself to you. You know, this is about empowering each other. This is about empowering not just ourselves. I think it's important that you empower yourself on a daily basis. But I think it's also important that you empower others. As you begin to empower others, you automatically start to empower yourself. You'll feel the difference in your life helping others. And that's what this book is about. It's about me helping you. Trust me, folks, there's not a lot of money in writing books. But this book is a game changer for you. I mean it. We have put the best of the Law of Attraction in this book. It's about 200 plus pages. So, you know, it's filled with good information. It will help you empower your life. It'll be a reference book you'll keep for the rest of your life. And if you're smart, you'll order two or three or four copies. We'll sign them all and give them out to your best friends as well. If you have a small business, now is the time to pre-order them for your salespeople, you know, for your employees. Yes, empowered employees work better. Why not one for your wife or your husband or your ex-wife or your ex-husband? You see what I'm saying? Let's empower each other. Now, it's a pre-order, so there's a little bit of a delay on when you will receive it, but you will receive it. It's an exciting book, and I love the way it looks. I love everything about it. You're going to love it too. It's going to change your life. Law of Attraction Secrets, Success and Nothing Less Science. You can pre-order it at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Today, I want to talk about 14. Now, I have a list of about 120 that I created, but I culled out 14 of the most important questions you can ask yourself if you really want to take your life to the next level, if you really want to have more energy, more personal power, more confidence, more money, more love, more happiness. I mean, if you want to maximize your potential, in every area of your life, you need to sit down with a pencil and paper. So this is one of these podcasts. You can listen to it now, but later on, you need to sit down with a pencil and paper and write this down. Write these questions down. The answers are going to help you tremendously to empower your life. Question number one, what is my life purpose? Now, you don't have to be specific. If you want to be specific, if you want to say, you know, my life purpose is to cure disease, you know, that's fine. My life purpose is to write books that empower people's lives. That's great too. But you can also make it a meta statement. My life purpose is to empower my life to maximize my love experience, my abundance experience, and to help others. See, that's general, but it allows you to create within that, you know, within that umbrella, so to speak. What is your life purpose? Now, if you go, hey, I don't know, then you need to sit down and think about it. Your life purpose is not what somebody told you it was or what you thought it was. It's what you believe it is now. And I have to say this in all honesty. It's not etched in stone. It's not etched in stone. Your life purpose can change as you grow. Let's take Ronald Reagan, for example. Early on in his life purpose was to be a great radio announcer, and he was a very good sportscaster. Later on, his life purpose was to be an actor. And he made some movies. He starred in some movies. Then he got into politics. And his goal was to empower people through politics, and he became the governor of the state of California for 8 years. So no longer was his life purpose to create movies. Now his life purpose was to empower people, you know, in the state of California. Whether you agree with his politics or not, that's irrelevant. And then after doing that job for 8 years, his life purpose turned to the national stage, and it was to become the president of the United States. Now, you can see that with, for example, Bill Clinton. His life purpose isn't politics anymore, though he's certainly heavily involved, considering his wife is running for president at this time. But his life purpose is to help others through his Clinton Initiative. So you see, our life purpose can be in the same direction, but it can take different avenues as we grow and as we change. Number two, who am I? Who am I? Who are you? I mean, at a core level, when nobody is looking, when nobody is judging, when there's no fear of recrimination, who are you? Number three, what is the most important thing in my life? What do you value? Is it your health? Is it your energy? Is it your relationship? Is it your family? Is it your knowledge? What are the real important things in your life? Write them down. This is important. Number four, what do I love to do? What do you enjoy doing? If you know what you enjoy doing, somehow you can figure out a way to tie that into other parts of your life that you might not enjoy so much. And all of a sudden, things get better. Things change. If you only had 6 months to live, what would you like to achieve in that 6 months? You know, you've seen the movie, The Bucket List, you know, where they had this bucket list of things they want to do. And you can make a bucket list too, and you can make it at any time, because tomorrow is, you know, as they say, promised to no one. But think about it. Go beyond the bucket list. Go beyond the experiences you want to have. What is it you would like to achieve if you only had 6 months to live? What would you do if you knew you could not fail? See, so much of what we avoid doing in life is because we fear failure. But if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? What do you want to learn? Everybody has a hunger for knowledge at some level. What is it that you would like to learn? Now's the time. Now's the time to learn. What challenges would you love to overcome and then be able to help others do the same thing? So in other words, you overcome a challenge and then you help others do the same thing. You overcome your alcoholism and then you help others do the same thing. You overcome your habit of divorce, then you help others do the same thing. You overcome your cigarette addiction, then you help others do the same. You see what I'm saying? Who do you admire? Somebody from the past. You give me 5 people that you admire and you meditate with those 5 people and I will show you a changed life in 30 days. Who do you admire? And why? Why do you admire that person? Number 10. What do I want to be known for? That's an important question. What do you want to be known for? You know, I had a boss one time, a very successful man, multimillionaire. And he used to tell me, Robert, pick the one thing that you want to be known for and be the best at it. You can't be the nicest, sweetest man and the biggest son of a bitch at the same time. It's okay to be the biggest son of a bitch. And it's okay to be the nicest, sweetest guy. But you can't be both. So pick what you want to be known for. What do you want to be known for? Where would you like to live? If you could live anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world, where would it be? If you could change the world, what would you do? What change would you make? Think about it. It only takes one person to change the entire world. One person with a vision. Now, it may take thousands or even millions to finally make the change, but it only takes one person to start the push. What change do you want to make in the world? At the end of your life, what would be your biggest regret? What would be your biggest regret? If you knew tomorrow was your last day, what would you regret most about your life? And I don't think it's ever healthy to look backward in life, but I do think it's important to ask yourself this question because tomorrow may not be your last day and you may have plenty of time so that you don't have to live with that regret. You remember our first question in the beginning was, what is my life purpose? My last question is a little bit different. What do I choose for my life purpose? You are co-creator of your reality. What do you choose for your life purpose? I want to remind you that we appreciate you subscribing to this podcast on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have regular gifts we give out and to our subscribers. So thank you so much for subscribing. We love you. And thank you for sharing us on Facebook. It means a great deal when you share us on Facebook, especially if you find an episode that you really love, you know. But share the whole podcast on Facebook with your friends, on your timeline, and on Twitter. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you soon. Remember, go to our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com, and now is the time to pre-order your book, Law of Attraction Secrets. We only have 500 on the pre-order list. They're all hand-signed, but guess what? Some of them are already gone, so we're counting it down right now. Might as well get yours. And remember, Order two or three. Think about your employees, your friends, your partners. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.